When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, there is something tonight. It's going to be fascinating in Philadelphia sports, and I want to introduce this topic. A lot today on the Eagles, you know, whether they're a legit Super Bowl contender or not, why or why not. What do you think is holding you back or others back of the 35% that say no from our poll result yesterday? But tonight, Joel Embiid makes his debut. And so we ask you this, Twitter. And by the way, I'll just say this real quick before we get to the Twitter poll question, because the Sixers have achieved something that is almost impossible this season. So they're 2-7. They've played 9 games.
You really have to hold it that close.
I do, John. I really do. I really, like, out here, Jimmy, I can't.
Can you see
can't
this?
Can't read it.
It's unbelievable.
I'll tell you when I can read the numbers.
Okay, nope. We're going from right 6 inches six to 5. Inches it's like five, from his five face. 6 inches. Yeah.
It's 6 inches from Joe's face. Yeah. That's why.
This is with no glasses and no contacts. I took the glasses off. Full disclosure for people listening. Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right, here's what the Sixers have achieved. Clarified. I don't know if achieved is the right word.
Why do you
word.
Even have glasses?
Exactly.
Well, the glasses I'm struggling to reclose. That's why I'm taking them
I
off.
Got it. It's okay. I was just wondering.
Because normally I have the contacts in and then the readers.
I was just wondering. It looks difficult. Hey, that's all.
I took my glasses
brutal.
Off. I took my glasses off to see.
Yep.
It, maybe I'm similarly bad. Maybe I need to hold it 6 inches from my face like you do. I can't see anything.
Well, go
if
to the
it's
doc.
6 inches from my... No, I'm saying I can't see anything if it's 6 inches from my face well, like that.
Different people with different eyes.
You shouldn't be having to do that.
There's nearsighted, there's farsighted. Two different things.
This is absurd all what right, you're doing, right. Man. So, you need help. Real help.
I got to call the doc. So here's what the Sixers have achieved, which is almost impossible through 9 games. 9 games in, they're 8.5 games out.
Yeah, 12-0 team helps, Oy. But
there's a 12-0 team. The Sixers, you know, incredibly, if Cleveland had played 2 more games and got 2 more wins, they'd be 14-0, and the Sixers would be 9.5 out after 9 games. That
would be amazing.
I've
never seen that.
So
actually.
Cleveland's played 3 more games than the Sixers, but here's the bottom line: Sixers are 2-7. All right, here's what I'm driving at related to tonight. It's a really fascinating, I think, topic. Because tonight around 7, whatever, we're going to find out how people react. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet.
Armin, going to help you read that?
No, we're good.
I can read it aloud or something.
Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. If you were attending tonight's Sixers game, how would you greet Joel Embiid when he is introduced? John, here are the 3 choices. Get right on the record where you stand or don't stand. A, standing ovation. B, normal pregame cheer, which is cheer but sit. C, boo. Joel's first game this year. Tumultuous offseason, tumultuous start to the season. John, what would you do?
Holy cow. This is a little
restrictive.
That
was restrictive. A long pause there,
it's
yeah.
It's restrictive. I
What's
feel,
restrictive?
What are the other options?
What, like, do yeah. nothing? You need that?
You'd sit silently,
yeah,
I guess.
Come on. I mean, this is sports. No one sits there and does nothing. You yeah. cheer or you boo, and the question is to what degree.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would not personally be booing, but I would find it so hard to feel positively about the fact that it's not the start of the season. And here we are, and we don't even know if he's going to suit up the game after this because he might not be capable of suiting up
is
the
there
game
an, is there an
this.
Answer anywhere
I'm
here?
Wondering.
Do we need choice D, do nothing?
Maybe.
I'll say maybe. B. I would B.
James,
I would,
James let me
I
ask
would
this
stand
question.
Up and give a normal little...
Yeah, James, okay. In John's defense, do we need a choice D, do nothing? I'm serious.
No, John's just struggling. I had an answer ready to go like
I
that.
I think that's
you
fair.
Know?
Stand and...
There you go. We got it there.
But I'm not overjoyed.
Well,
I don't
I'm certainly
want
not standing.
Of course not. Yeah, I'm not
off,
doing a standing ovation or whatever. Sit there and clap. Sit, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean. So my point is B. Answer B. Normal pregame cheer.
All right, Rhea, you're hardcore boo, right?
No, I don't. I'm not a booer. I wouldn't. I just. It's. I'm one of those ones like. Ugh. Mm-hmm. But I just. I would be a do nothing. Just you know. Kind
do
of.
Do we
see.
Need a choice D? Seriously, do we need a do nothing?
I know that's probably what I would do. I would just kind of see what's going on.
James, we might need a choice day. We got 2 people here basically saying choice day.
Maybe it's hard to know what to do. So
I'm not giving a standing ovation, that's for sure.
Well, I'm certainly not giving a standing ovation. I'm not in the mood for a pregame cheer, but I'm not normally a booer.
You're the one who came up with this poll. These are your choices.
Sorry, maybe I should have had a D. Just sit there and do nothing.
It's the glasses.
I'll add sit there and do nothing if you want me to.
Neither boo nor cheer. Okay, I'm adding it. Choice D, no cheer, no boo. Okay, well, look.
I need to see what he does.
No, but this is your choice before the game.
I know. That's why the choice is very hard. I want to see what he looks like and the way he acts.
Here's the point, though. To everyone listening, you hear our consternation and, frankly, confusion. You hear it, right? The last 3 minutes speaks to it. What would you do tonight? And I know some of you are going tonight, and I know most of you are not. What would you do? If hypothetically, you're at this game, what would you do? Joel is introduced. Look, here's the positive side of the ledger. He's our guy. He's been their best player since Allen Iverson. That's clear. He's the only hope they have in the immediacy to win a championship. That's obvious. Without him, they absolutely stink. That was clear last February and March. That was clear again at the start of this year. Since we last saw him, he did win an Olympic gold medal representing our nation. That's kind of cool. Okay, that's the positive side of the ledger. And by the way, him coming back represents hope for the remainder of the season. That's the positive side. The negative side of the ledger is he probably should not have played in the Olympics. We're frustrated with the way he rehabs and prepares. He has said some ridiculous comments in the last couple. Oh, by the way, the other positive side of the ledger, he does deserve sympathy given the Marcus Hayes reality. He does deserve sympathy for what was written about him in relation to his dead brother. That was inappropriate. He deserves support there. But the negative side of the ledger might be how he handled it. Plus, you know, the rehab. Plus, we wonder if we're entering the abyss here where he can never give them what he used to be able to give them, which wasn't even enough, but was certainly one of the best players in the league that, you know, would typically play 60 games a year. Maybe he can't even do that anymore. So, I mean, this is a tough one. And by the way, his preparation or lack thereof for the season, capabilities or lack thereof the season, have put them in a hell of a hole. Again, this is game 10, 9 games in. They're already 8.5 games out. So what would you do tonight if you're there at the Wells Fargo Center? Matt Cord, the process, Joel Embiid. What do you do? 215-592-9494. I'll never try to imitate Matt Cord again. He's got a phone.
Please don't.
No. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, what would you do tonight?
I would not go to the game because I hate the 76ers. So the choice D.
Man,
I hate Joel Embiid, not as a human being, as an athlete. Let's just get that straight. I hate the Sixers organization. I am almost convinced at this point that if they won a championship, it wouldn't affect my life either way. And I'm a huge 4-for-4.
I tend to think you would come back around on that, but you know,
I don't, Joe. I really don't think so. I cannot stand this organization.
I don't like them as an organization either. But you know, they are still our team, man.
I didn't say they weren't our team, but at this point, I don't like this team. So
I got you.
But if you want to talk about a real organization like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, let's go for it.
I think this week is definitely a litmus test, definitely for the defense. So, I mean, they've been playing good. I have no complaints, but, like, you're going to go up against a really good all-around offense, not just one piece. So, you know, they got good receivers, good running back, good quarterback. So it's all around, and I really think this is going to show or not show, exactly what the Eagles are going to be moving forward.
If Washington's legit, Dan, the one thing I'll say that clouds it is they really haven't faced many tough teams either.
One team, one win, I think, against a team with a winning record.
Yeah, I mean, even that Chicago win when they won on that Hail Mary, I mean, Chicago's lost every game since, and they're probably going to have below .500 record. You know, like
they already are below .500.
Yeah. All right, 4-5.
4-5, yeah.
I'm going to say it's the best team we probably faced this season. I mean,
well, I do feel confident it's the best since Green Bay. Well, and then there's Cincy. No, I think they're probably the best since Green Bay.
They're definitely, yeah. I mean, they're 7-3.
Cincy's
good. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It feels like that old school rival again with the Redskins. So, I do think this is going to set up what we are for the rest of the season.
Well, it is a fascinating game. All right, Dan, give me an answer here. What makes you think of the old days?
I had a different answer, but I was driving home from my buddy's house this weekend. How about drive-in movie theaters?
Drive-in movie theaters is a good answer. Still around,
I had one right by my house.
Much less prominent. Drive-in movie theaters.